When the two Isurim come but against the Koilol, then he's made Yoni Chayiv one. If you are leave with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds does not when he's the Chal Isur. Yoni Chayiv one. Veicha the Isurim in Vasachas, when it comes to Vasachas, it's Nayan Chayuvay. Then you Chayiv two. So Mela, both things are remiss. There are cases when Yoni Chayiv one, and there are cases when you're Chayiv two. And Vaitev a leave with Rabbi Shimon, he's saying in accordance with Rabbi Shimon. Now, v'chaz yilabak kapora, bak kapora saw lezar shocha malika. That a zar that eats malika. Trashi v'chaz yilabak kapora lezar shocha malika. Tidom yilhu devinamik kodeshim. Chode de mechayiv ala tarti. That's the one case yichayiv too. V'yorva badaya leftura. He put it in to say yiptur. V'chi orva, when he mixed it up, v'yasek adayta dahai le'mishtakas v'kelu. He didn't realize this case you don't find v'kelu. Where it says now v'yadi the domilo, since zar shochem likas daima to kochim orva badayu, he mixed up the cases v'ayin bo, and now we looked into it. So Rashi lachas man later we checked it out. Kishin eskaima biyodoi for yishoyne shlosh to miyachri, he'll put all three together. But v'yashkach he found out to leimetuk melam b'vasachas, it only comes out of vasachas. V'shochas do orva, he forgot that he mixed it up. V'sova the Rebbe is nayo v'yoma midhav v'asachas uptura hanachnami the is nayo Rebbe uptura. V'afiluechad el shomer v'asachas asnan. Since he made a mistake and he thought that Rebbe said yichayiv even in the case we did them both for v'asachas. The Moritz says this is all what he thought. V'yayim bo v'loyashkoch el v'asachas. He found only the case of v'asachas. V'sova and he held like this. Bakapora thought that midhav v'asachas. Since this case of Zara with Malika is one is Vasachas, his Onami Vasachas. All the other two cases also the two Isurim happen Vasachas. Now Mida Hanech Lifter, just like over there we say Yoni Chayiv one, his Hanech Nami by Zara is also Nami Lifter. You also Yoni Chayiv one. So Kitsa, that's the way he made a mistake. So Kitsa, neither of them are saying over a Sheker, they just made mistakes. So the Kitsa, the Machlekes from Bechi and Bakapur is either the Machlekes. Right here's the Kailo, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rosa Samachlekes, Mabasachas, either a Libra de Rabbi Yossi, Rosa could even be a Libra de Rabbi Shimon, also Samachlekes. Whether you say Issa Mabasachas, is Chayiv 2 or only Chayiv 1. Telling most like this, Nesive. Zar Sheshimish B'Shabbos. What if it's a Tosefta that a Zar, not a Kayin, does the Avoid on Shabbos? He has no right to do it. Ubalmum Sheshimis Petumah. Whereas even if you have a kohen, but he's a Balmum, something's wrong with his body, he's possible to do the Avoida. And also he's Tomei. The halacha is Yeshkan Mishum Zarus, or Mishum Shabbos, or Mishum Balmum, or Mishum Tumah, Yechayiv Mamish too. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita. That you say Yisra Chalal Yisra, Yechayiv too. Rabbi Shimon, Aim Rabbi Shimon says, Ein kan ele mishum zaris or balmum bavat. He holds no. Yoni chayiv one. The one that came first, the zaris and the balmum, that came first. Now it became Shabbos, Yodain is the chalisser. Since the machlekes from Yosef Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Tosefta left out, V'ilu Malika Sharia. The Tosefta left out the case of Malika. In the case where the Kayin made a Malika on the oif, on an oif that's a korban, and now a regular zar ate it. How many Yisurim is he over? Is he over the Yisur of Nevela? Or else just the Yisur of Zaris? So Gemara says, Laman Shaya. For what purpose? Who did the Tosefta leave it out from? For Eli Miller Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say left it out according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. For the Gemara, why? Hashter Rabbi Yossi B'Yisur Kailul. Mechayim Shtayim. If you tell me now Rabbi Yossi Yod, even by regular Yisur Kailul, you say Yisur Chalal Yisur, the Yisur of Asachas Miboy? By the case of by Malika, we said before, that's a good case of a Vasachas. Vishasta Malika, that's when the Yisra Zaris is Chal, and that's when the Yisra Nevelu is Chal. So you have both of them Chal Vasachas. So, Madach Reb Yossi agrees by Nisra Kedla Yechayiv too. For sure it should have been by Malika Yechayiv too. El Alav L'Rebbe Shimon. Doesn't leave it out according to Rebbe Shimon Shita. And what does it mean to say? It means to say like this. When does Rabbi Yossi say, Ein Nisa Chalal Issa Yoni Chayiv 1, that's only by Nisa Kailal? But in the case by Malika, that as soon as the Kohen makes Malika, right away the Issa Mila, the other Issa Kachem go off it. Now it's Chalahetta for the Kohanim, and the new Issa Zaris for Zar. And that same second is also Chal the Issa Nevela. So they're both Chal Babasachas. Hatayim Mechayiv, then you are Chayiv. So the Chorot Yufta, the Bakaporot Yufta. This should be a Kasha and Bakaporot, and the Chalim it's a Kasha and Bakaporot. Here it's Mashem clearly that according to Reb Shimon, where the two Isurim are Chal Babasachas, then we say Issa Chalal Issa. When they're both there Babasachas, then you Chayiv too. So it's like an Akasha and Bakaporot, so riot to Reb Chia. Right, now the Gemara says like this. Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos B'Mai. Stam Akasha. We're going now with Zar, that doesn't have weight on Shabbos, you want to say it's Chayiv. What's the Yista? What Avera did he do? When he brought the Korban, what Avera did he do to say it's Chayiv on Shabbos? If you want to say it did a Shchita, which is one of the Lamates Malachis, like this, you're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. So it's all about now the Zar took the Korban, and he made a Shchita. So that's why he should be Chayiv. For the Gemara, Shchita B'Zar Kshera, he didn't do an Avera. The Lacha by Kotchim is that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is allowed to do the Shchita. The Avodah from the Kohanim start mi Kabbalah v'yelach. The Kabbalah Saddam needs the Kohen. But the Shchita is kosher even Bazar. So Bazar does it on Shabbos. He's Adarab, he did a mitzvah. He was Mekayim mitzvah Shchita. So why should you say it's Chayiv? Elamai vi de Kabbalah v'yelach. Elamai, what the Zar was not allowed to do, he accepted, he received the blood. And he walked with the blood to the Mizbeach. For the Gemara, Tilta v'yalnu, there's no Issa d'Iraisa. Sam maybe in Issa Muksa. He's just moving with it, but there's no Issa d'Iraisa. If you want to say when he burnt the Emurim, he burnt the animal, that's the Avera. For the more that's the Machlekes ready. Ivomer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef himself holds, Havor and Alav Yotzesor. Rabbi Yosef Shita is that if you burn something on Shabbos, you're not Chayiv Skila. It's only Alav. So if it's only Alav, there's no Chayiv Chattis. So Lamai Hilchus, so do we say Azar that did the Avoid on Shabbos? So the more answers, first of all, Lomer Rabbi Achra Bar Yaakov. We're talking about the Shchitas Porish of Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the Shchita of the special power in Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. And Okadivri Yoimer Shchitas Porish of Kohen Gadol, the Zar Psula. According to the Mandi Yoma, that all this is the one Korban that a Zar is supposed to do. You Vidav can need a Kohen Gadol to do it. Hey, the Shchitas Porish of Kohen Gadol, the Zar is Psula. So this is the case that a Zar doesn't have right to do the Shchita. If he does it on Shabbos, he's chayiv too for doing the Isser Zaris, Zaris doing the Avodah, and for doing a Malach on Shabbos. The Mori Hoki, if so, Mayir is Zar, why Dafka Zar or Yisrael? Afilu Kohen Hedyet Nami. Even a Kohen Hedyet can't do the Shchita of the power of the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, Enoch Nami, Zar means Shazar Etzloi Kamer. Doesn't mean he's Mamashi Yisrael. It could even be a Kohen. It means he's a Zar Etzel, so this Korban, that only the Kohen Gadol could bring it, nobody else. How much is better? Maskel or Ravashi? Me the Chattis Ketoni? Like, what should be Kasha? Who says that's to be a Chiv Chattis, a Chiv Skil involved? Who says it's a Chiv Chattis Ketoni? I love Ketoni. I love Ketoni. Either Stam means a love. Eli Sura Biyama Kachoshiv. Could only be the only Nisa Biyama. And Lamaynaf Gemino. Lekovra Ben Yishon Gemurim. It depends how many Averis he did now. If he's buried between the Yishon Gemurim and not. Ben Achlami Yizah that does the Avoid on Shabbos. It doesn't mean he's chayiv skila. And Echnami, he did the avoid of halacha. He did the avoid of kabbalah. It's only nisah rabbanin. But nafkamina is, does he have two isurim? The isur of Shabbos and the isur of Zar that'll be buried between Rishon Gemurim. Or maybe no, and nisah chalalist is only chayiv one, only mishum zaris. And mishum one aveira, then you're not buried between Bein Rishon Gemurim. You're holding by the Mishnah. Shnayim shekitshu shteinoshim. Two people married two wives. Uveshas kinisosim the chuppah. Now veshas they made the chuppah that night when they lived together. Hechlifu eshel ze leze. V'yeshel ze leze. The wives got mixed up. Each man took the wrong wife. And they lived together that night. So we'll see in the Gemara. Pashtim means it happened b'shoigi. They didn't realize it. And they woke up in the morning with the wrong wife. In ocheres harei elu chayovim. They did an avera b'shoigig, the chayiv a korban, the korban. He's a reilu chayovim mishumeshes ish, the chayiv one korban because of an eshes ish. Now, what about v'imhoyu achin? Let's say these two people were two brothers.
So it comes out each one's wife is also to the other one, not only because of Eish Hashish, but also because of Eish Hashach. So Mishnah says, Eichlani, Mishum Eish Hashach. They're also Chayav Korbin, Mishum Eish Hashach. What about the Mhoyu Achoyis? Let's say the two wives were two sisters. Is also Mishum Isha El Achoyso. There's also not very living with your wife's sister. Fimhoyu Nidois. Let's say both of them were Nidois. Is Mishum Nida. So it could be Chayav four different Chatois, four different Kabonis, for four different Averis here. Now, Umafri Shinoison Shloisho Chadoshim. After this happened, for 3 months we separate them, they can't be together. Why? Shemim Muberesein. Because maybe the wives became pregnant that night. And if they did become pregnant, the kids are mamzer. Because the mice, each wife was an Eishes Ish, and she lived with a different man. Even though it was done b'shoigig, didn't realize it. But I call upon when she does become pregnant, the kids are mamzer. So for the next 3 months they have to separate, to make sure she's not pregnant. Now, v'imhoyu ketanois, she'enon ruyus leilid. Let's say the ladies, there were ketanois, that they can't become pregnant, then machzirinoisim miyad. Then they're allowed to go back to the real husband right away. And this is the right, it only happened b'shoigig. Because if it would have been done b'mezit, she's a soita, she's also to her husband. Here it says she goes right back, so pashas mash would only happen b'shoigig. V'imhoyu kahanois, let's say the ladies were kahanois, is nifslu min atruma. She's posel, she can't eat truma anymore. Hey, so what then, she can't go back? We'll see in the Gemara here. I mean, the husbands were still Yisrael. Anashas Koyein, the Lokarish, is also, a Koyein is also to a Shagig, Anusa. So here's the means just they, the ladies were Kahanis. The men were Yisraelim. So it could be what we'll see in the Gemara about there, if they're Mutter, their husbands, or not. But I call upon him, it says here, that the Nislam and Atruma, the Nalari Truma. Now the Gemara says, Hechlifu, Pasha the Mishnah's Mashmi, Hechlifu, they changed wives. These two people got married the same night, and they changed wives that night. For the Gemara, Midi B'Rishoyi Askinan, are we talking about Rishoyim that I can change wives? For so, and more than that, Hotoni Rabbi Chiya, Harekan Sheish Asara Chatois, there's a case here you could have 16 different Chatois. The Mashm is done by Shegeg that you have to bring a carbon. Now, even Mazid, we're talking about the Mazid, Miika carbon, is a Chiya carbon at all? So, Drashi Sheish Asara Chatois, Lechol Lechad Arab, each one of them has four. V'chein lo noshim d'rafua. D'yal shneyim u'aymer v'nichnasu anapashas asuyas. So come to say if there are four different averis here, for four different people involved, so each one has to bring a korban, four times four, 16. So it's possible to have 16 korbanos here. Now, even mezid, miyik a korban, if we're talking about the did it be mezid, is there any korban here? So mazom rab yuda, toni huchlefu. The Goros, the Mishnah, Ochlofu, it happened by mistake, they changed around. Not that they did it on purpose, but by mistake it was changed around. And Ochadam and Mistar, this is the Svar also like this. That it means by mistake it was changed around. The Ochadam and Mistar, the Ketani Sefer, it says clearly in the Sefer, Emoyo Ketanois. Shein and Ruyas Leilud, if these two wives were Ketanis, young ones, that they're not able to become pregnant yet, is Ma'azir and Isa Miyad, they're allowed to go back and live with their real husbands. Now, we b'mezid if they did this nus, b'mezid, for the Gemara Misharia, if she mutter to go back to her husband, she's a Saita. If she lived with another man, she's also to her husband. And here it says she can go back to her husband. So that's the Raya, we're talking about B'shoigi, not b'mezid. So Mar says, no, this wouldn't be a proof. Murat says, hold on, Kash, this wouldn't be a Kash. This wouldn't be a Kash. I mean, it's not a proof. Maybe we're talking about the Mazid, really. Why is the Ketana allowed to go back to a husband? Because the Klal is, Titu Ketana Oynis Ninu. Even if you talk a Ketana into doing it, and she gives her will, she agrees to do it, it's still called an Oynis. A Ketana doesn't have enough Das. She's not smart enough. So even though you talk her into living with you, so really by a Gedola, a grown-up, that's called the Mazid. But yes, since she's a Ketana, a young one, even though you talked her into it, now she agreed, it's not called agreeing. Still called you forced her. So that's why she's Mutter Levaila. And the Klal is, V'yoynis be Yisrael, Misrashari. It's only by Yisrael, it's not an Eishes Kain. Therefore she's Mutter. So most of the Elo Diktana, that's what it says, Ma'afrishin Oysa Shlesh Chadoshim. But it says at the beginning of the Mishnah, that maybe when they are Gedolim, if they're big ladies, so we separate them for 3 months. Shemim Muberesein, because maybe they became pregnant.
But halav muberes, but after the 3 months that they're not pregnant, sharyan, they're allowed to go back to the husbands. Now, vi b'mezid misharya, if we're talking about they made this switch to mezid, they knew about it. They're a saita, they're also to the husbands. Halav shmamina, huchlufu shmamina. The Ravada the Mishnah means huchlufu, by mistake, they were switched around. Since they were switched around by mistake, it's only a shegeg, and therefore that's the locha that the mutal abayla, but a korponim, the chayav these korbonis. The chayav achatis for these different averis.